in the limelight.
The Zionist regime's international friends bear responsibility for each Palestinian fatality in the context of the occupation, even when they purport to oppose the deadly violence. Dear listeners, this was part of an article written by Maureen Claire Morphy, writer. This article is titled, Shirin Abu Aghila's Blood is on the Hands of Israeli Regime's Friends. Stay tuned for more. The Zionist regime's international friends bear responsibility for each Palestinian fatality in the context of the occupation, even when they purport to oppose the deadly violence. European, North American, and UN officials condemned the killing of Al Jazeera reporter Shirin Abu Aghila while she was covering an Israeli military raid in Jenin refugee camp in the occupied West Bank. Those supposed condemnations variably included vague calls for an investigation and accountability without specifically naming the fabricated regime of Israel as the party, all but certainly responsible for Abu Aghila's death. Such calls for an investigation ring hollow when coming from parties that have failed to support the International Criminal Court's war crimes probe in Palestine. The UK, US, and Canada have actively tried to undermine that investigation, while the UN Secretary General's West Asia region envoys have refused to endorse it or any other international accountability measure against the fabricated regime of Israel. A preliminary investigation by Al-Haq, a Palestinian human rights group, based on an autopsy result and eyewitness testimony, concluded that Abu Aghila was killed by a bullet fired by Israeli regime troops. Troops had surrounded a home in the camp on the pretext of searching for wanted persons, according to Al-Haq, and were met with armed resistance. Abu Aghila was hit in the head by a bullet fired by the direction of Israeli troops, who had full view of the Al Jazeera crew and not the resistance fighters, whose fire would not have been able to reach the journalist. Another journalist, Ali Samoudi, was shot in the back during the same incident and was reportedly in stable condition. Moreover, the type of projectile found in Abu Aghila's brain is a bullet issued to Israeli regime troops. Al-Haq said that Abu Aghila's killing may amount to premeditated murder. Immediately after her killing, and before any preliminary examination was possible, the Zionist regime launched a public relations campaign, distancing itself from responsibility for Abu Aghila's death. The Tel Aviv Daily Haaretz baselessly claimed that even though the military has yet to conclude its investigation, Israel is pushing the message that there are indications that Abu Aghila was not killed by Israelis. The ambiguity introduced by the Zionist regime's public relations blitz was enough to stick, however. The effort was a success, with news outlets privileging the Israeli regime line over the testimony of Abu Aghila's colleagues who survived the attack and said that they came under Israeli regime fire. An unnamed Israeli official told Haaretz that the spin campaign had already influenced leading news organizations, including the Associated Press, Sky News, the BBC, and AFP. The official said that these agencies, which initially reported that Abu Aqila had been killed by Israeli fire, were now reporting that the circumstances of her death are under investigation, Haaretz added. Yet, there will be no credible Israeli regime investigation into Abu Aqila's death, as the Zionist regime's self-investigation mechanism only exists to shield the regime and its personnel from international accountability. It is possible that a low-ranking Israeli troop will be slapped on the wrist, as happened in a handful of other cases concerning the death of a Palestinian at the hands of the Zionist regime's military. But there will be no true reckoning for the authors of the Zionist regime's open fire policy, which is exercised liberally against Palestinians living under its military rule, guaranteeing that the bloodshed will continue. Calls for an investigation by parties in a position to put actual pressure on the Zionist regime are all the more insulting given that less than a week ago, the Zionist regime's highest court approved the forced expulsion of Palestinians living in the Masafer Yatta area of the southern West Bank. With the stroke of a pen, a trio of Israeli judges, one of them a settler from the UK who lives in a West Bank colony, signed off on the violent displacement of more than 1,000 Palestinians from the land where they've lived for generations. In other words, they approved a war crime. These two, the European Union condemned as they condemned the killing of Abu Aqila. It is rare for the EU, which usually only expresses its concern, to condemn any violation of Palestinian rights, let alone twice in a week. But without imposing any actual consequences on the fabricated regime of Israel, such condemnation is an empty gesture. EU condemnation hasn't stopped the Zionist regime from carrying out the forced expulsion of Masafer Yatta, where it demolished Palestinian homes and other property, displacing Palestinian residents. Such condemnation is a mere performance intended to give the appearance of objection, but taking meaningful action. Shirin Abu Aqila was a U.S. citizen, as was Omar Asad, an older Palestinian man who was left to die on the ground after having a heart attack while being arbitrarily detained by Israeli troops who raided his West Bank village earlier this year. The fabricated regime of Israel initially lied about the circumstances of his death, claiming that he had resisted a check by the Israeli troops and was released alive. The U.S. pressed the Zionist regime for an investigation but didn't put any conditions on military aid, meaning that the Zionist regime had nothing to lose by failing to meaningfully investigate Assad's death. Any condemnation that doesn't come with consequences is actually a permission slip for the fabricated regime of Israel to continue to kill Palestinians, destroy their communities, and deny their freedom. It is a green light to the Zionist regime to keep murdering Palestinians with full impunity. Yet most deaths of Palestinians at the hands of the Zionist regime's military don't receive any condemnation from the regime's powerful friends, however hollow that condemnation may be. There were no condemnations from Brussels or Washington over the killing of 16-year-old Tahir Maslat in the West Bank, the 10th Palestinian child fatality at the hands of the fabricated regime of Israel so far this year. The Zionist regime claimed that the troops fired rubber-coated bullets at Palestinians who threw stones at troops who had raided Al-Bira, the town near Ramallah, the seat of the Palestinian Authority. That claim will be good enough for the diplomats and foreign press corps, who are all too happy to take the Zionist regime at its word, as worthless as it may be, and have allowed the fabricated regime of Israel, apartheid, and colonization to go on year after year, decade after decade.